Well, when these scanners came out, DMR was just barely a thing. It was just starting to come around. And it didn't have it in it. Every few months, they'd have a firmware update you could do to add different things and decode the APCO 25 digital scanning stuff better. And I was on the radio reference forums all the time, and somebody'd say, hey, there's a new update, or there's a new firmware update. But they couldn't do the GRE update for the digital amateur radio unless you sent it in. And then once you sent it in, they actually had to make a hardware change, change the chip in it or something. And at the same time, it converted to a Whistler scanner, Whistler programming software, the DMR update. And when you got it back, everything was all done. It was like $50, one-time thing, send it in. That was pretty unique for the scanner hobby to be able to do something like that.